Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom. We've been talking about taking your seat, clocking in your heavenly ministry, because if you take care of your heavenly ministry, it will dictate what happens to your earthly ministry. Brother Chip, what in the world is a heavenly ministry? We talked all about that. Go to our archives and get the teachings from Monday through till now. The heavenly ministry is taking your authority from the position of the right hand of the Father and ruling and reigning the authority we have been given. He has given it to us. We need to do something about it. And you know what? Authority is delegated power, but its value depends on the force behind the user. If you're not forcing it, then what good is it doing? If you're not enforcing it, what good is it doing? You have to enforce it. So we need to take our seat. John A. McMillan, who was the original writer of the Authority of the Believer, who inspired Brother Hagin to write The Believer's Authority. We've got his book here. We also recommend Brother Hagin's book. They're great books. They have absolutely changed the body of Christ. And guys, it's just time, because the question's being asked right now, why does God permit this or that condition? There's tornadoes and earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes and things that are happening like we've never seen before. I mean, it's even affected us here in Branson. And so I want to teach you about, you can be in a place, if you operate from the right hand of the seat of the Father, you won't be touched. You can't be touched. That's the center of the universe, man. That's the power right there. We were raised together. That's all in Ephesians. We were raised together with him. And so the head and the body are together, and we were made sharers of this authority. And the act of God, which raised Christ from the dead, also raised his body. That's you and me. And in the mind of God, when Jesus raised from the dead, we were raised from the dead as well. The head and the body are raised. Not just the head is seated, but the body is seated. And from this place, we exercise our authority and plead the blood. Smith Wigglesworth said about this place, there is a place in God. I believe he was talking about that place that even Satan dare not go. Don't forget, John A. McMillan said about that place, it is the safest place a believer can be, is the right hand of the Father. It's the safest. You cannot be touched if he says, it's a condition. You have a part to play. If you use your authority from there, don't just wear the badge and be a Barney Fife, be an Andy Taylor and enforce it. Don't forget the blood. There's power in the blood. The enemy is overcome by the blood. But see, I'm going to tell you something. It's the blood that got us into the place at the right hand of the Father. Without the blood, we couldn't have operated from this place. Jesus paid a high price in the shedding of his precious blood. And it is the blood that opened the door and the path for us to seat and rule and reign at the right hand of the Father. If Mom wrote a great book called The Blood and the Glory, if I wrote a book right now, it'd be called The Blood and the Authority. I'm telling you, because it's the blood that gives us the authority. From where? That place. We need to clock in. Did you clock in this morning? Because you have a heavenly ministry, and it dictates your earthly ministry. If you don't like what's going on right now in your earthly ministry, then you need to get your priorities straight and take care of your heavenly ministry first, which is ruling and reigning from the right hand. We're going to talk about how to do that. Now, praise the Lord. Now, we're talking about crazy things happening and in the world today, and rain, snow, golly, weather, tornadoes, and everything else. As a matter of fact, just major damage at alarming rate where it's affecting some Christians, and everybody questioning why God, why this person and not that person. Well, I'm going to tell you a story of what happened to me just recently in the Branson tornado. And this is just not for me. God is just not protecting me. And I want to share, it's for you. Now, I'll go here into Mom's book, The Blood and the Glory, and I want to read you this. Why do some Christians suffer in losses of earthquakes or tornadoes or tsunami, whatever? Well, Mom says, I certainly don't have all the answers to this question, which could apply to much a broader spectrum of life, yet there are two biblical requirements for cooperating with God to receive the blessings and the protection he wants to give every believer, even every man, that will help us better understand. First and foremost, we must be doers of his word. We just can't be hearers only. We can't just expect things to fall off, Brother Hagin used to say, like ripe cherries off a tree. We've got a part to play. Then we must also be followers of the Holy Spirit. Number one, be doers, not just hearers, doers. In being a doer of the word, and not just a hearer only, for instance, one would not just know about the blood in the Revelations 12:11, or not just know about the right hand of the Father and the seat and the power that it occupies, but in faith we would apply the blood. In faith we would apply the authority and the protection that we have. See, here's the thing. God created plan A. God created a perfect world. It was perfect. There were no tornadoes. There were no hurricanes. There were no earthquakes. There was nothing. Then man fell. Then the curse came. Okay? Well, God always has a plan. He's not leaving us hanging, going, good luck, and you fell first, and now you're in trouble, and hold on in there until the last, it'll be good. No, he's always got, mom says, whoa, what a planner, oh, what a plan. He's got a plan. Now, if you think about this, okay, so man fell, the curse comes, but it wasn't enough in Egypt just to agree that God had a good plan. They had to do God's plan, okay? They had to apply the blood to the doorpost. Remember that? So here comes the spirit of death coming in, and it's going to wipe out every firstborn. Now here's the key. This is just like a tornado. Here comes death. Well, what does death come to do? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to kill everybody, Christian or non-Christian. That's what he does. So here comes the spirit of death. It's coming in to get every firstborn. Well, God told him a plan what to do. What? Go get a lamb, sacrifice the lamb, put the blood, get the blood, dip it, and apply it and plead it over your door. What if they said, oh, wow, that's a good plan, and don't do it? Their firstborn dies. Well, I got news for you. Guess what? That death, that spirit of death, it wanted to also kill the Hebrew children just as much as it wanted to kill the Egyptian children. Same with the tornado and the powers of the air. Do you think it wanted to kill every Christian in Branson or wherever they're coming to? Absolutely. But guess what? God gave us a plan. What did he give us? The blood, the seat. We were raised with him to sit there, to clock in, to occupy all the powers of the air. That's the one. That's the atmosphere. That's everything else that they're trying to. I guarantee you, just like that death came in and wanted every Hebrew child, that Branson tornado wanted every Christian, wanted Keith Moore's church, couldn't get it. Could not get it. We had 10 people involved in that tornado, as far as 10 people from the ministry at Prayer Mountain that was in line for that tornado. Do you think that it wanted to wipe us out? Absolutely. And when we woke up, my wife was applying the blood, and the tornado was seconds away, just seconds away. And I took my seat by faith at the right hand of the Father, and I commanded and demanded the powers of the air, you can't touch our home. And we apply that blood. See, what did we do? It wasn't just good enough to know it. We occupied it. We occupied it, and we pleaded it. We did it. And I even yelled out, not knowing why I yelled it out, but I know why now, really, because the Holy Spirit did. And I yelled out, you can't have a shingle. Not a shingle. I kept screaming, not a shingle. And I'm telling you what, guys, it was warfare going on in that. During that thing, was screaming like a train coming right at us. And, if you looked at it, and you could see it. It was coming right straight to our house. And I yelled, not a shingle. And I'm telling you, then the thing passes by. We go out 1:30 in the morning, look around, and houses to my right and left are the tops and the roofs and the are gone. Houses behind me are gone. And guess what? Not a shingle from my home. Not one shingle. When people would drive by, they'd say, they'd go, wow, you're lucky. No, I'm not lucky. I'm not just blessed. I have authority. I used it. We have the blood. We're thankful. And we're not just hearers, but we're doers of the word. My wife applied the blood. I, as the head of the family, I took my position of authority from the right hand, and I commanded and demanded. And it's like that tornado hit a wall and just would not. Not a shingle. People drive by, reporters, whoever, say, not a shingle. Everybody says that. Well, the Holy Spirit knew, and that's why he said it through me. Not a shingle. Is it because God gave me more favor than the people down the road who were also? No. I had to apply it. I can't just be a hearer. I got to be a doer. And we have a high responsibility, people. There are many things that are written in the Word of God that are not revealed. It does not tell you who to marry. It doesn't tell you how to invest your money or whether or not there will be a storm or an earthquake tomorrow morning. Here is where we follow the Holy Spirit's leading in our everyday lives. And here again, we must hear and do. We must be obeyers. Glory to God. We've got to obey the Word of God and clock in. Now, we've been talking about John A. McMillan. He's the one who talked about a heavenly ministry. Here's what the Lord told me. If you get your priorities straight. And I said, what do you mean priorities, Lord? I'm doing all this stuff for you. He said, get your heavenly ministry first. Take care of that, and then it'll dictate your earthly ministry. And then John A. McMillan is the one that talks about your heavenly ministry, and it's all in the Bible. And get our archives and go back and listen to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you will learn all about this, and you cannot be touched. You can't be touched. I like it, untouchable. The enemy can't touch me. You know, the thief cometh not for to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundantly. Now, glory to God. Now, another thing that I wanted to share was, we are all in the land of the enemy, and we're all subject to his attacks in spirit, soul, and body, but God says, give no place to the devil. That means he cannot take a place in us when he attacks if we do not let him. We do not let him. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I'll tell you something, who he may destroy. He can't destroy everyone. And you know who he can't destroy? The ones who are taking their seat. Now, here's how you take your seat. This is what John A. McMillan did. He said, Lord, I accept thy gracious word. I believe that thou hast what you have done for me. And in humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus at thy right hand. That's the place of power. Teach me how to fulfill this heavenly ministry, how to exercise the authority which you have entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. Amen. That, you can say it however you want. That night of that tornado, but I'm going to tell you something else, guys. I don't just take my seat when a tornado's coming. I take my seat when I wake up in the morning. Lord, I take my seat. I'm clocking in. It's my vocation. It's my job. That's what even Colossians says. Get your things on the things above. And it even says, Colossians 3, if ye have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where he sitteth at the right hand. That's where you should be thinking about. Glory to God. Well, we thank you for tuning in this week. If you call in, we've got this book, The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, for $5 special for you. You want to write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call us at 417-336-4877, or an 800 number is 800-972-3447. Contact us. We'd love to hear from you. Partner up with Mom or Champions for Christ, me, Chip Brim, and we're going all over the world doing great things for God. We would love to have you on our team to do great things with us, and go to Israel with us and do great things with us. We love you. We thank God for our partners. And this is Chip Brim saying, be strong in the Lord, champions. See you next week.